End of day of the 208, Wednesday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Okay, so you want to buy some of Mishlach Monas, and you go to the shop and you buy a jar, or you buy a nice glass jar, and you fill it up with biscuits, and you give it to a friend. Do you need to tovel the jar before, or do you let your friend tovel it? So in fact, you can't even tovel it yourself. It's not possible for you to tovel it yourself. You've got to allow the friend who's going to be using it as, it's called an halacha, klei seudah, his own food items. It can't belong to you, and it's going to be given to the person that you intend to give it. If it belongs to you, not as that you're going to use it, it's just to give it to someone, you can't actually do the tefillah. So you have to make sure to at least tell the other person, or maybe the other person should know from himself, that when he finishes using the biscuits that are inside, then he's got to make sure to tovel it with a brocha. He can do it all himself. Right, I've been once myself, I've been into a shop where they had a mikveh on site, and they say, right, okay, do you want me to tovel it? Even before I've even picked it up, they asked me if I want to tovel it, and I said, no, I have to be koneh it, it's got to be mine, and then, once it's mine, I can give it to them, make the mashliach to do it. But certainly, if it's not mine, I haven't paid for it, and I haven't done mashicha to it, I haven't done akbar, that would be an issue. Obviously, it would have to be mine in order for it to first to do tefillah, because the tefillah can only happen to the person who it belongs to himself, who's going to use it. Okay, now, Baruch Hashem, we've got a Tanis Esther coming up, and I say Baruch Hashem because when it comes to the other Tanisim are sad days. They're commemorating sad events that happened, Asar B'Tevis, Shavas B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, they're all, besides for Yom Kippur, obviously, Yom Kippur is also very nice. Yom Kippur and tomorrow are very nice and joyous events. Yom Kippur is a big kapora, and tomorrow it's to say of how powerful tefillah is. The reason why we fast, why do we fast tomorrow? Because Mistama, there was a war. Mordechai ran, he conducted the war on Yud Gimel Adar. Right, and they were Nochu, they relaxed after the war on Yud Dalet. Right, that's and Shushan Purim, they only relaxed on Tezvav, because they had 2 days war. But they had they prepared themselves for a proper war. And what do people do when we have war? Well, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he fought with Amalek, they had a tarnis. That's why Moshe's hands were weak and everything, because they had a tarnis on the day of war. So too, we fast just to show the power of tarnis. But really, it's not a sad thing. Nothing was sad. The gazeira was torn up. They just wanted to show the power of a tarnis. It's nothing to do with the sad event. And therefore, although you'll see posts which are machmir about showers, are you allowed to have a shower on a tarnis? Can you listen to music on a tarnis? Can you have haircuts on a tarnis? Usually, the Bialocha tells you to avoid these things. A day of a tarnis is a day of Bal Nefesh, Mishabrusa, Bal Nefesh, a person should avoid showers, hot showers should be avoided. When it comes to Tarnis Esther, there's none of that, because that's not the spirit of the day. The spirit of the day is a joyous day. It's a Geshmaka day. It's just to show the power that what can happen when a person fasts, and that's how powerful it is. I'm sure the Olam, I think everyone knows this, but it's just Geshmak to recap every single year. The Kava Yosha, everyone knows the Kava Yosha, what he says about Tarnis Esther, but it's Kedai to, if a person's doing it, it's Kedai to get it right. He says that the day of Tarnis Esther is very Mesugal Ma'oid, that our tefillah should be answered, in the Zechus of Mordechai Ve'Esther. So he says, anyone who needs Rachamim al Ezadova, Tzorech Le'espalil, right? So, Yikach Panay La'atzmo, he should take a time for himself, B'yom HaTarnis, V'yom HaTechila Mizmo Yechaf Beis of Ayeles HaShacha, which we darshan that it was Esther Zuh Nikros Ayeles HaShacha, and V'achakach, after saying this capital, Yishpech Sicho, just request from Hashem something that he needs, V'yivakish Bakashosei, then interesting, he adds in something after a person's mentioned his Bakosha, V'yazkir, he should mention Zechus Mordechai Ve'Esther. He should mention the Zechus, you know, they had merits, so you should say, B'Zechus Mordechai Ve'Esther, Asher B'Zechus Yetzal Hashem, Hashem answered that tefillah. That's how he says that if a person wants to do it properly, that would be the way forward. To mention after the Bakosha, to mention B'Zechus Mordechai and Esther. It's a very, very nice gematria. Not complicated, very sweet. If you've seen the Pasuk, Keli, Keli, Lomo, Azavtoni. So the Pasuk says, Yeshua and Shaga. If you look at the Pasuk says, what's the Loshna Pasuk? Oh, Keili keili, lama azavtoni. Rochoik mishuasi, divrei shagosi. Right? She had a shaga. She needed a Yeshua. Shaga is an outcry. Right? Shagosi. Right? My outcry is Gematria 714. Right? The Shin and the Sof is 700, and the rest is 14. So Shagosi is 714. She needed the Yeshua. So Yeshuasi is 796. Okay, it's just a bit more. What's the difference between 714 and 796? The difference in between is 82. 82 is Gematria Keili Keili. Keili is 41. Keili is 41, which together is 82. So in order, if a person has got a Shaga, when Esther said Shagosi, my outcry, and she needed to get from an outcry to a Yeshua, to Yeshuasi, the difference is Keili Keili. Right? So for a person who needs a Yeshua and he's Shaga, he's doing an outcry, to get to Yeshuasi is by using Keili Keili. That's exactly how it works. You start off with 714, which is Yeshuasi. Shagosi is 796. Keili Keili, 82, gets you to the Yeshuasi. Just very sweet. Okay, so tomorrow we've got Tanis Esther, and then it comes to the afternoon, there is a minig to give money. Zeicha lemachzas hashekel. You're giving it zeicha for remembrance of machzas hashekel. And the minig is to give it before mincha on Tanis. Some people have a minig to give it on Purim, but we do on a Tanis to get the maila of giving tzedakah on a Tanis. Don't forget what we mentioned before. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Vav Siv Katan Yod Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Gemara and Brachas that agra de Tanisa, the schar of fasting, is tzedkosa, is when a person gives tzedakah. Meaning, the primary schar a person gets for fasting is the money he gives for tzedakah that day to the aniyim. Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a minute to give tzedakah on Purim, on Tanesim, that's why. So when a person gives machzah shekel, he's getting the mitzvah of zeicha lemachzah shekel, and he's also been mekayim a gemara. The gemara tells you that it's kedai to give tzedakah on a tanis, because the tzedakah together with the tanis have a very very big power to atone. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Kaf HaChaim is masbir. The minig is to give for all children as well, even under bar mitzvah, and there's also a minig to give for ladies and for girls. And how much is it? It's £1.50, 3.50 pences. Well, if let's say you've only got coins on you, right, so you can give 3 coins for 2 people. So let's say you and your wife, you can give £3, you can take another £3 for 2 children, whatever, so on and so forth, that's also okay. Also, if a lady is pregnant, there's also a mila to give another £1.50 for the pregnancy, for the lady. It's actually interesting, the Darach Moshe, he writes, the Darach Moshe says, Smach ledova, because it's stated in Pasuk, Zeh yitnu, kol ho'ivir al hapakudim, as we stated in Pasuk, right? But when you get to Machzah Shekel, Zeh yitnu, kol ho'ivir, could also be read, kol ha'uba. Every uba should also need alushte in Darach Moshe. Therefore, we try and give for the man, for the wife, for the children, for the young children. We all try and give 150. Also, it can add up. It can add a horror bit, but the Maisa, it can add. It's okay. If a person gives £3 and he decides he's giving half of it should be Machzah Shekel, that would also be okay.
No.
The best is half of the pounds. So it really is, if you take 3.50 pences and you give it for yourself, that's always okay. You give another 3.50 pences for another child, a wife, that's okay. So to give 3 coins would be the best, but it should be coins. Yeah, that's not like Matanos Avionim. Ideally over here should be more specific, the coins and the 50 pence, the halves. And you're using, when you give £3, you're using 2 halves, that could also work. But it's not the same as Matanos Avionim, you just, you know, throw a bit of money and you pass to everyone. It's a bit different. So that's when you get to Matanos, Machzah HaShekel. And now we move on to just Choshev HaLocha on Erev, on Purim, which is even before this, let me just mention. So those which are going to be fasting tomorrow, when it comes to Nacht already, comes to Mariv, and now they know they've got a whole Megillah reading, sometimes it can get a bit tricky to fast all the way till after the Megillah. So can you take a piece of chocolate in your pocket, and then while you finish Shemoneh Esrei, because your Shemoneh Esrei is taken quicker, and you're waiting for the Rav or something, so can you quickly make a Shahakal, maybe outside, and have a little bit of chocolate? It's after the Tanis Dach, it's already after Nacht. So really, the Shulchan Aruch only says you can't have a meal before Kriyas HaMegillah. Don't forget, you have to be mekayim a mitzvah, a very choshev a mitzvah of hearing the Megillah. So you really can't have a meal. But te'ima, just taste, should be okay. If you want to just taste a coffee or something, that should be okay. Funny, the Mishnah Berurah says that although usually tasting something before a mitzvah should be okay, like we sometimes do before Krishma, sometimes we can do tasting before Mincha is okay, or tasting before other mitzvahs are also okay. Mishnah Berurah says, specifically over here in a few other cases, that only Letzorech Gadol, only when it comes to Letzorech Gadol, then you can be makel to have a te'ima, then you can have taken and taste things. Taste means anything not mazonos. So you can have a whole bowl of rice, a whole bowl of cornflakes. You can have a nature valley, because nature valley we said is our domo. Okay, remember that business. Okay, so you can, anything which is not mazonos based, that would be okay to have before the Megillah. But it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does limit, and he says only b'mokum tzorech gadol. It's interesting, the Posim already say, why only l'tzorech gadol? So they explain, because it's a big mitzvah, it's a choshev mitzvah Megillah. But really, meikadin, strictly speaking, if a person is feeling weak, he can have a bit of a te'ima. You have to make sure it's appropriate. You're not going to stand in the middle of shul having a bit of chocolate and a coffee. You have to make sure it's appropriate outside or something. But really, strictly speaking, there's nothing wrong with that. A person can before, if a person's really struggling throughout the day, it's been a tannis, and you know you got to concentrate throughout the Megillah, there could be a mokum for someone who individually he prefers to do that. That there's no issue with that. That's a very interesting thing. The ladies usually get swept under the carpet, because this halacha of hearing Megillah applies to ladies as much as men. Afhein hoyo ba'isar nes. They were also in the nest that were going to be wiped out. Right? And therefore, the chiv applies to them. The issa of eating also applies to them. So if a lady is going to have, is going to wash, or even not wash, but she's going to have a bread-based meal, like cake, like a few kebetz of cake, yeah? Or let's say a bowl of shreddies. Let's say she has a bowl of shreddies. She says, anyway, I've got another hour till my husband comes home. That is an issa. Straight before a shochet, you can't do that. So that's a tricky one. It's kedai to make sure that she avoids mazonos, and especially in the daytime. The daytime, she can sometimes even lechatchila plan that she's going to catch the 1 o'clock minion. I don't know where. Yeah, the 1 o'clock minion. But it's a definitely kedai to avoid having anything mazonos until she's had Megillah, because this halacha is a mufurish even shochet aruch. That's kedai to make sure not to step into having a su'uda. A te'ima, we can already be makel already. A te'ima, again, it's not the same thing. Yeah, but one, right. But you're right, Mishnah Berurah did say it's tzorech gadol, but already, you can already start, exactly. You can already start playing around with it. The real issa to avoid is to make sure you're not having a su'uda. That's the main thing. Right, afterwards, that comes after that, as our milers and tzorech gadol are all milers. The real issue is that before you had Megillah, You can't have a bowl of shreddies, because shreddies is chameshes minidavon, and you kevea it, you have a whole bowl. So that's something which would be mechuyev, and you'd be mechuyev to eat in a sukkah. That's what the Pesukim equate the two halachas. And therefore, you've got to just try and avoid anything mazonos. You can have loads of bowls of, what do we say, sugar puff as well, because it's adoma. You can have loads of all those sort of things, because as long as you're not stepping onto mazonos, that's okay, then there's no issue with that. I think it's a choshev halacha to take into account. A very interesting one, I'll tell you, Moshe, a very interesting one, this year, not this year, any year, but specifically this year, that I can imagine this year Purim being a bit low-key, people will be having less parties, and they'll have more time for themselves. And don't forget, there's an interesting halacha that Purim is also b'melocha, like Chol HaMoed. The halacha is, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, you can't do a wash on Chol HaMoed. The Poskim say, when it comes to Purim, if you're washing, you just decide, look, I'm going to do a wash, because I've got some time, got the whole evening. I've heard the Megillah, I've got a whole evening. Purim day, you already finished the meal, I don't know what, at 1 o'clock this year, and you decide, okay, let's put on a wash. Right, I may as well be on top of it. The Maisa, the Purim Shtein Shulchan Aruch, that it's the minute we are knowing not to do malacha like Chol HaMoed. I think it's an interesting chap. Not to do malacha, even Erev Shabbos. Now, if you're doing it for the Purim for itself, that's fine. But if you're doing malacha stam, that would be an issue, because Purim is also, I only mention it this year because I think we've got more time on our hands. So usually we don't have time for washes. Yeah, so, interesting. The shaving, this is very interesting. The Kafa Chaim speaks about. The Ben Ishchai says it's an issue. Can you imagine? It's Purim, and you want to shave, you want to have a trim for Shabbos. So the Ma'aseh of the Kavachayim is matter. If you're doing it for Shabbos, a trim. But again, because there's a minhag not to do malacha on Purim like Chol HaMoed, therefore the place I'm at to say explicitly Purim is not as chamor, you should know it's also not as chamor as Chol HaMoed regarding getting a goy to do malacha. I know someone who's got building works taking place and he wants his builders to continue working on Friday. Is there any issue? On Chol HaMoed we say it's a non-starter. In fact, on Chol HaMoed is actually the only halacha where it's more chamor than Shabbos. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. So that's the riddle. Where is it more problematic on Chol HaMoed than Shabbos? Where something is mutar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed is osa. Chol HaMoed, chuk l'tchum, you can't get a goy to the malacha because a yid can travel there. Okay, we're not going to get sidetracked, but the halacha is that you can allow goyim to do malacha in your house. You can continue. There's no issue. The only issue is for you yourself. When it's tzorich Shabbos, we say it's okay. The maskona is for tzorich Shabbos, it's okay. The shave is okay. Like erev Shabbos, it's okay to have a shower to have a shave. Although usually with malacha is also, but for Shabbos it's going to be okay. Let's move on to. Let's have a look. Moshe, I'm going to throw something out at you. I'm going to throw something. This is a very interesting one. It's a very sweet thing. They say, let's know which angle a second, I'm going to show you. Do you know, I should have brought with me a dice. Do you know what a dice looks like, you know, play a game, a dice? So, I mentioned this actually to Dan Westheim last year, Purim. I remember, he had done off in this medrash, very sweet medrash. He said, Azoi, remember this medrash? That you've got a dice, and Haman threw the dice, straight in medrash, I've got the medrash here, that he threw the dice once, and the dice came out to one. Right? The next time he threw it was three, and the third time he did it was three. So let's take the measure. He did it three times, one, three, and three. So when he saw the outcome, one, three, and three, he saw Agog. And he was quite proud of himself that he saw that he's got a good muzzle, that the muzzle is Agog. He was very happy. Little did he realize that v'nahapaychu, if you turn the dice round from what it was of one, and he turned it around, then what's the other side of one? Six. What's the other side of three? Four. What's the other side of three? Four. Which is David. Right? How do I know all this? Because when you turn it around, the dice, the way a dice works is that they're always at the top and the bottom always add up to seven. There's a whole chochma in dice, the whole thing is a ganze spiel about. Whatever's on the top will always add up to seven from the top and the bottom. So you've got Haman had that type of dice. So this day I'm just reading out Medrash, right? He says he did it once, it came out at Aleph. Gimel, Gimel. Little did he realize, it's v'na hapaychu. That really it was supposed to be, the Aleph turned into a Vav. The two Gimels turned into a Dalet, which was Dovet. So that's an interesting Medrash, those states in Medrash Talfias. It also explains why we call it Purim, not Pur. Did he do it once, he did it twice. The state in Medrash, he did it a few times, he did it three times, that's why we call it Purim. That's an interesting Nekuda. And just finally, just a quick thought, if I may, just been to get to this year, that, you know, when it came to Purim, they had an issue, because Haman had a gazer, there was a gazer that Haman wanted to get rid of all the Eden. What did they do to overcome the gazer? Okay, but what did they do to overcome it? They did tefillah, they got together and they davened and tanezim, and they also did, including tefillah, they also were marba achvavareis. As I say, look at all the mafarshim. They say leich kenoises kol ayehudim. Go gather everyone and create achdos. V'tzumo alai. So both those points, they were mechazik. They were mechazik both on leich kenoises kol ayehudim to make achdos. As I say, everywhere and v'tzumo alai and be marba in tefillah. Right, so really those two points is what got them through. That's exactly why the Manas Alevi explains what the tachlis of what the mitzvahs are we do. The mitzvahs ayoyim is really mishlach monos and matos of yoyim. Where else do we find that the mitzvahs ayoyim is to give benazom lechaveroi? I wish when it comes to sukkahs that there should be a mitzvah to give, I don't know, mishlach monos. So be nice, you know, you say kelulav and you do benazom lemokim. Punk when it comes to Purim, we do mitzvahs benazom lechaveroi. Because the Gansa Yeshua came because we used two powerful tools. Tool number one was Achdus, and tool number two was Tefillah. So when it comes to this year, and we have found ourselves in a bit of a Torah, so we could apply the same thing that when it comes to Tefillah, we've got a powerful day coming up tomorrow, we've got Purim coming up, and we've got a way of doing Bin Adon Lamokim. These are the powerful ways to attack, avoid this Gezerah, and we shall see the COVID behind us already in Mitzvah Hashem. Wish you a Geshmaka, wonderful Purim. Yeah. 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 Yeah